Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, you guys are going to have to explain this one to me because I really don't understand how women's parts work. So how can a woman get pregnant twice in the same week? Twice in the same week?
So my guess is, and I am not a doctor, my guess is sometimes two eggs can release at the same time. And maybe one sperm got to one egg and another sperm got to a different egg.
Happened this past week to a woman in Pittsburgh.
A superfetation pregnancy is when you get pregnant while you're already pregnant. We were planning for a baby and I got pregnant. So I found that I was pregnant and I figured, you know, I can't get pregnant again. It's, you know, it's fine if we are continuing to be careless. And a week later, I went to the ER because I was in so much pain. I thought I was having a miscarriage. But come to find out, I was in so much pain because my uterus was growing so fast because there was two more babies. The pregnancy itself was very good. The babies are very healthy, even still to this day.
So she's having triplets. Triplets now.
So she
ended up having triplets because she actually got pregnant twice in 1 week, and it's called superfetation.
Superfetation.
Damn. You go from zero to three in 1 week. Life just changed quick.
When I was younger, I wanted to have twins. I thought it was going to be so cool. And like, you know, there's like the old wives' tale that if it runs in your family, genetic, blah, blah, blah. Some people say that's true. Some people say it's not. And we do have twins in our family. And then my brother had twins. And then after that, I did not want to have twins.
I bet.
I mean, like, and after having one, people with multiples, I bow down to you because having not one, but two or three kids going through the infant stage, like all at the same time, then going through the toddler stage all at the same time. Lord have mercy.
Doesn't that sound glorious to you?
Yeah, one and done to me, honestly, sounds great. You get pregnant with kids and then you just have your boy child and your girl child, or if you wanted two girls, you just get it all knocked out in one pregnancy.
Bounce out after that. All right, so let's get some answers from over the weekend, because we had suggested just go on over to the house if you think your former neighbor has stolen your dog, even if it was a year later, that dog would still respond to its name, and that's how you would know, maybe.
All right, so Meredith hit us up. She sent us an email, and she was struggling because she had lost her dog. A year ago, she got the most adorable little black lab puppy who she adored and loved. And the little girl next door also had an affinity for the puppy. Apparently, she used to come over and play with him, Max, almost every single day. So she had been working from home, and she would let the dog go in and out of the house into the backyard. And one day she went out into the backyard to look for Max and he wasn't there. And somebody had opened the gate to her yard. The gate was open. She searched high and low for this dog and could not find him. Well, these neighbors at the same time ended up moving. And she saw them post a story on Instagram. And in the background of the video, saw a dog that looked just like her Max. It was a black lab, about the same size he would be now, a year later. And she firmly believes this family moved, stole her dog because their daughter enjoyed playing with him so much, and took him as their own. So we discussed this last week, and I was like, go to that house, knock on that door, be like, come here, Max. And if he comes to you, you have concrete proof then. The video is not your concrete proof. And this is also, I think, a PSA for everybody to get their dog chipped. That way... Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the easy telltale sign, because they literally have a serial number in their body proving that they belong to you.
So did she do it or not? Abby's got the email.
So I couldn't get the courage to knock on their door. It's not like they live just around the corner anymore. They moved about an hour away, which made it kind of nerve-wracking to just knock on their door. Because it would seem really weird for me to just pop in, we weren't that close when they lived next to me. So there'd be no reason for me to drive an hour and knock on the door unless I was prepared to accuse them of stealing Max. I wasn't sure I was ready for confrontation that could make me look psycho if I was wrong.
Because I had thrown out that maybe this little girl loved that black puppy, so you know, black lab puppy so much that when they moved, they got her one to help ease with the transition of moving.
Instead, I started texting with the wife. I began some small talk, like asking how things have been for them. Then I kind of fibbed and made up a story in order to see if I could get info or catch her in a lie. First, I told her that she may not be aware, but Max went missing about a year ago. She said she had heard that and she was so sorry. Then I mentioned that I had seen a black lab in the background of her husband's Instagram stories and was hoping she would tell me where they got their lab. I pretended I was looking for a reputable place to adopt a lab and was seeking recommendations. Here's where it gets weird. She was quick to respond to all the previous texts until I asked for that specific question about where they got the dog. Then she went silent for like 10 or 15 minutes. When she finally replied, she told me that it wasn't their dog. They were just dog sitting for someone. But the way she said it, it felt like she was lying. So I followed up and asked if she mind if I contacted the person they were dog sitting for to find out where they got the dog. She said she'd ask them and get back to me. The next day, I asked her if she got any info. She told me she asked her friend and was told that it was a gift from an ex and that person doesn't know where it came from. Sounds suspicious. However, I feel like I'm stuck. Even if I were to travel that hour to their new house and knock on the door, I'm not sure if Max would remember me. It's been a whole year and he was just a puppy back then. Plus, I never got Max microchipped before he got lost. I had planned to, but I never got the chance. So I can't use that as proof. I'm not sure if there's anything else I can do at this point, Meredith.
I don't know that there's anything she can do at this point.
I'd still go to the house. Like, you have to go with your gut. And your gut is telling you something is off.
Yeah, because you probably have to go because you'll never be able to live with yourself if you don't do everything possible. There's a good chance, though, you go there, dog, like, comes to you no matter what you call it. It doesn't much matter. There's just a new person there. But legally, I don't think you can do anything at this point except try to clear your conscience.
Because it's not microchipped. He's not microchipped. But I would still go to the house because, and I know, like, it might seem fruitless because you go and the dog does recognize you, and what are you going to do? You're going to steal their dog?
Right.
The Burt Show.